place with her son. But she was down at her daughter's down at Social Circle. And in April, we talked to her over the phone, which we hadn't saw her in 2 years. But other than that, we had the reunion every September, around the 28th, and most of all of us gathered by all the sisters. And we had the Boswell reunion, and we get to see each other.
Have all that good food.
and have a nice time.
Okay, tell me about the time that, I'll never forget this, always thought it was funny. Tell me about the time that Connie backed the old Chevrolet in the house.
Oh, getting back to my family now. Your granddaddy died when Connie was only 10 years old. And I had to be mother and father to her. And so we had a very long life, which you know that y'all were in Louisiana at that time, and we would spend 3 months with you, and then we'd come home, and your daddy was a lot of help in raising Connie and giving her advice. And as she grew, she learned to drive the car. And she learned in the yard. We lived out on this big farm, which we owned at the time. And she would slip the keys and to the car and drive the car in this huge area there. And so that's how she learned to drive the car. And so she would had one tree that had a mark on it. She would learn to back the car before she drove the car, and there were scars all over the tree while she would back into the tree. But the most the funniest thing, which it only cost me $50, which was worth it. I had this colored man out helping. And he got sick, and I was real busy, and I got her excited. One of my sisters was visiting me, and so I told her, I said, carry this colored man home. He's sick, and I don't want him to die out here with us. And it excited her, and so they jumped in the car. And she went to back, and she was in a hurry, and she backed into this pecan tree and just smashed the car. And I told her to keep going, to carry it home. It cost me $50 to get the trunk open to where you could get in the, to get the spare tire of the car.
Grandma, I went over to see Granddaddy's store, you know, the little one he had in Grantville. Why don't you tell me about it a little bit?
Oh, yes, the little one we started off with in Grantville, that was, it was over in front of what we call the mill village. There's a mill in Grantville, and there's a village there. And we served those people on the mill village, and it was not too large a store. But we run that for a good while, and then your granddaddy's health got real bad, and he had to go into the hospital. And so I bought this store out at Moreland. And